Thanks to PCAP. So Peterborough, Toronto, Montreal, Ottawa, Vancouver, Quebec City, all these places have seen squad actions over the last year, year and a half, and it's a wave that is not going to continue. As Lisa has said, there are plans for this building, and we've just heard in many other cities there are plans being laid as well. Aside from straight-up discussion of housing and what housing is in this province, the OCAP platform to dog the Tories for the next several weeks is encompassing many other issues as well. And I'd like to invite Perry from the Filipino Network for Justice and Peace to speak directly about the plight of migrant workers in this province and all that he has to say about that. Welcome.
Warm greetings, my friends. Should I say welcome to Fortress Ontario? Ever since, I guess, September 11, we hate to keep on repeating September 11, but ever since September 11, we've seen straight attacks on immigrants. We have seen the international harmonization of the terrorist laws implicating immigrants as terrorists. In Ontario, I guess we all understand that there are new laws being proposed such that they can criminalize dissent here. Then, of course, the number one attack would be, again, on immigrants. You know, they can't have so much police to be able to arrest everyone. As the best way to arrest is just go on a discriminate arresting of immigrants, right? Because they're people of color. But let me remind you that the first immigrants in these countries are white people. In 2001, statistics from Statistics Canada, approximately there are 445,000 immigrants who settled in Ontario itself. 145 immigrants settled in Toronto in 2001. And what is the implications of that? Most of these people work and under minimum wage laws. They've been working at $685 per hour since 1995, right? And they fight in two fronts. They fight for the rights of welfare here in Canada, and they also fight for the worsening economic conditions in their countries where they come from. We face double hardships, but the way we must be able to address this is by uniting with all of you. It's only by coalescing and only by acting in coalitions with organizations like anti-poverty groups, solidarity groups, and other political groups that we may be able to bring forth an agenda that's for people. If no one will speak for us, who will speak for us? If not now, when? Thank you very much.
Thanks to Perry.